on Channel 5, and I saw this report last night on Channel 5, where we had Mike Hedrick, who had been investigating the millions of dollars in unpaid parking tickets. And it was interesting, as he and Deanie presented the story last night, to discover, you know, first of all, how much money has not been collected in parking fines, and to whom some of those parking tickets have gone, and who indeed ends up being quite guilty of parking in inappropriate spots. And I'll tell you, the first, the SLPD, and some of the images, the pictures, and so on that were shown of Salt Lake City police cars that were not in a situation, obviously not in a situation of emergency. Quite often we wouldn't know for sure, but in this case it was pretty obvious. Parked in front of fire plugs, parked in the red zones where nobody's supposed to park. Now, of course, in a case of an emergency, the police pretty much have carte blanche, but wow. And Chief Burbank, as always, I thought, just handled it perfectly. He said, if it isn't a case of emergency, then we are not above the law. We need to set an example. And there is a public perception issue and problem here that he obviously pledged to deal with. Next was the U.S. Postal Service. Now, I have always just kind of assumed, because I've kind of seen the U.S. Postal Service just park anywhere. And, you know, you think of in our neighborhoods, they just kind of pull up in front of the driveway, whatever, get hop out and deliver the mail. And I've always just figured that was part of the deal. Well, they've been getting tickets that apparently they do not pay. And so we thought, well, let's call Salt Lake City and let's see what the real skinny is here. And we're pleased that Rick Graham, who did appear in the piece done by Mike, Director of Public Services in Salt Lake City, Rick is on the line with us. Rick, thank you for taking the time.
Happy to speak to you, Doug. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, let's talk about this. First of all, with the police, I think the chief just put it to rest. No, this is not appropriate. No, this should not happen. If it is not a case of emergency, then we are not above the law. We need to operate within the guidelines. And I understood that that some of the police officers could actually receive docking of pay and even some punishment if it's not a case of an emergency and they're basically violating the law, they are held accountable. Is that your understanding?
That's absolutely my understanding, and I think Chief Burbank handled that very well last night in the piece. They're not above the law, and when those situations arise and they're alerted to it, then we are very confident and believe that it's taken care of in a variety of different ways that the police department feels is appropriate.
Yeah, I always love that about Chief Burbank. No excuses, just how do we solve the problem? Here's the other side. Now, the U.S. Postal Service, you know, I've just grown up with kind of the attitude they could do pretty much whatever they want as long as they weren't seriously endangering someone else. I guess it's just because I've seen it so often, and there is a difference, I suppose. I was joking this morning on Channel 5, boy, when our Utah state legislature finds out this is a state Utah city versus the feds deal, who knows what could come of this. But what is the skinny? What are our postal service employees allowed to do?
Well, it's a real dilemma for us. We certainly, I mean, they have a job to do. And it's a constitutionally mandated job. But there are times, which we have found over the years, where they take more liberties in where they should park and how they should park their vehicles when they're delivering the mail than they should. It's not that we haven't had discussions with them, and it's not that they don't have options. We have in place right now for them to use, they have freedom to park in a freight permit zone. They have freedom to park in a time zone. They can even pull up into a meter and park and not have to pay a fee to get the car, their vehicles off the road in a safe place so that gives them, we hope, close proximity to where they need to be to deliver the mail. So there are options to them. The interesting thing about this is, and it showed up in the piece last night from KSL, is that there are times when the drivers just don't do that, and they park improperly, and they park in places that are unsafe for traffic and for pedestrians and for transportation. And in those cases, we write tickets, and because they're safety issues to us, they're safety issues to the public. And so we write tickets, and we pass them on to them, and what we have had is kind of a dispute between them and what the Postal Service feels is their obligation under their constitutional rights. And they have claimed in the past that the Supremacy Clause is constitutionally allows them to not have to be subject to regulation and restriction and taxation. So we've had conversations with them. It's ongoing. We're hoping to get to a better resolution where we are than right now, and the conversation is ongoing.
Rick, can you stay a second more? We need to take a short break. I'd like to come back and talk about what some of those conversations might be, and also I'm curious to see if you've ever had a check from the Treasury Department for those tickets. Can we can we talk about that in a minute?
Yes, I'll hold on.
All right, let's take a brief break. We'll come back. We've got much more coming your way, and boy, as Rick mentioned, last night Mike showed where there were obvious parking spots available, and they were just not utilized.
Doug's working the biggest stories right now, and the browsers pick it up at one.
It could change the entire economy.
Oh, but you said don't be afraid.
Today on KSL News Radio. Doug Wright. Doug Wright, interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
I really appreciate our guest staying with us for one more little quick segment here. Rick Graham, Director of Public Services with Salt Lake City. We're talking about last night's report on Channel 5. Mike Hedrick gave a very interesting report on those who were basically violating some of the parking statutes and those who were getting tickets here in the state of Utah. And by the way, Rick, you know, I have been famous for whining about some of the new kiosks that are out there. And if I'm going to whine about them, I need to also acknowledge when things have improved. Last night, I came back into downtown Salt Lake City. It was dark, and I pulled up, and I went to pay at the kiosk. And I'll be darned, that thing had a lighted screen. It was easier to use. And so if I'm going to whine about things when they don't work, I need to make sure that I mention when things do. That was a dramatic improvement, and I appreciated it.
Thank you for mentioning that, Doug. We have made, and in the process now of just finalizing improvements to all of our 300 stations in the downtown and other business areas. And one of the really neat features that you discovered last night was a larger screen, a backlit screen, easier to operate and navigate through during the in the evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we hope everyone enjoys that same experience that you did.
Yeah, no, it made a real difference. Rick, very quickly here before we run out of time, short of only the Utah State Legislature seizing the Postal Service, what is it going to take to kind of get things in line and have you ever received a check from the Postal Service for a citation?
Well, I can't say that we ever have, but going back a few years, they are in arrears of payment. I'm not sure that we have received anything from at least the Postal Service where they're picking up the tab for the tickets. That's not to say that offending Postal Service drivers haven't taken responsibility themselves. Our information that we get from the Postal Service is that we bring these things to their attention and they will address them. But clearly we have a problem. What we're trying to do is to find initially, and hopefully it would be best for all of us, some real common sense solutions here to how this will work. And we think that the city's put several options that are very accommodating and workable, and we will reinforce those. Conversations are continuing. We've asked them to, if the Supremacy Clause really is valid in this application, we've just asked them to provide us with the information of why this is the case and what the argument is. So we're working through those common sense types of things, and we'll continue to work with them and hopefully get what's back, it's owed to us, corrected, and onto a different and more positive direction in the future.
It really does seem to me that with all of the accommodation that has been made, in freight loading areas, timed areas, if there's an appropriate stall to pull into. But boy, as was pointed out last night in the Channel 5 report, there were all kinds of places to park. and they were just blatantly parked illegally. And that's unfortunate because it's bad for their reputation and it's not safe for the people of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, you're correct on both of those reasons. Yeah.
Rick, I really do appreciate you joining us, and thanks for staying a little longer. And when you get that check, by the way, how much do they owe you?
As of the end of last calendar year, it's around $29,000 that's outstanding.
Holy cow! Well, on the boy. Rick, thanks for being with us here at KSL News Radio.